Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can check out our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We have that right there on the homepage. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we ask you a different question. We want to know what you think. And so if you'll check out the poll question, when you give us your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. And we always report back to you the next week in the newsletter and on the show. We report back to you how the poll ultimately wound up. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Mike McCarty. He and I are going to be together next Thursday when I go to Seattle to speak to a group, their group of small businesses out there. He's with Comcast Business Services in the Seattle market. Mike, how long have you been with Comcast?
Almost a dozen years.
Wow, good for you. That's great. Now, this event is to bring small business owners. You've invited small business owners. Who did you invite? Who are the people who are going to be at this event?
Well, we invited our target customers and target prospects. And
right.
We're
people can come to this who aren't doing business with you yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Obviously this is something we want to put on for our existing customers, but we've told our sales folks to certainly spread the word among the small business community, among the chambers we partner with.
Right. And so I'm looking forward to that. There's going to be a couple hundred folks there, or I don't know, how, maybe more, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to speaking to your group out there. Mike, talk to us about putting something like this together. You did it with partners, didn't you?
Absolutely. We were approached by Bloomberg Television. And
who's one of my partners?
Absolutely, we were very excited about it. They work with speakers like yourself and are promoting, trying to get valuable information in front of small business owners.
Right, Steve Diamond is a great is the head of that project, and he does a great job. And so the reason I pointed that out is because what's happening here is customers are ultimately benefiting. Because two entities said, okay, we can pull something off better. We can have a better result if we bring other people in to associate with, to build a strategic alliance, to partner on a project with someone else who might have other resources. That's what made this happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got a long history of doing that, whether it's, depending on what industry, Master Builders Association. We
right.
just had a BuildX event for the construction community. Like I said, chambers, on and on.
Well, the chambers, of course, I've been a member of my chamber since 1977, Mike. I believe in chambers all the way down the line. But the thing is that's the point I wanted to make with two chambers, two organizations like yours, two small business owners, not just for an event like this, like we're going to have on Thursday, but in any kind of a project. If you see an opportunity and you can't do it all by yourself, don't go away because you don't have all the resources. Find someone to come in as an alliance and put a deal together. I mean, isn't that part of the way we're going to do business in the future, Mike?
Absolutely. Marketing budgets and promotional budgets in general have been pared back, and so a lot of good concepts can only come to fruition when you bring partners together and resources together to make it happen.
Right. Well, and when you do that, not only do you make the event happen or do you make the project happen, but the communities of all the parties find out about each other. Your community is finding out about me and Bloomberg. Bloomberg's community is finding out about you and me. My community is finding out about both of you. That's the future, isn't it, Mike?
Absolutely. We've done a couple of sessions on social media as it has become more important in the business world. And we've had literally sold out events as small businesses seek to understand and leverage social media.
Right. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about next week, Mike, when I come to talk to your folks, is what I call the age of the customer. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're leaving the age of the seller, which is where the seller had control of the information and the products, and the customer only had the buying decision. Today, customers have the buying decision and the information and the experiences of others through user-generated content. Sellers only have the products now, basically, the control of that. And that's creating what I'm calling the age of the customer, Mike. And we've got to transform the way we go to market around that, don't we?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Nowadays, you know, we'll get inquiries from prospects. They'll know more than some of our salespeople who have maybe done another homework.
And if your salespeople aren't trained to be prepared to plug in at that level, they're not going to be successful, are they?
Exactly. And so now it's, how good are you at understanding customer needs and the application of your product to their needs?
Right.
Because they know about what we do and what the pricing of.
Mike, can you give us the website again, please?
Sure. It's businessclass.comcast.net.
Is that where they can find out about the event on Thursday?
No. I apologize.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll get that out to everybody. If you'll get me that, we'll get that out to people later. Hey, Mike, I'm looking forward to next Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you and all your team. We'll have some fun. Thanks for being here today.
Jim, thank you so much.
Mike McCarty. What a great project they're working on out there. Looking forward to being with those guys. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.